This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in the Hamas incursion into Israel has risen to 700, the largest single-day death toll in Israeli history. At least 300 Palestinians have died in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Many are describing Hamas's surprise incursion as Israel's 9/11. The death toll jumped dramatically as hundreds of young people who were at a party in a forest near Gaza apparently were killed. The Israeli army said more than 100 Israelis were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. Among them, the elderly women and children. Hamas declared victory and cited military achievements against Israel. Israel continued to bombard Gaza with airstrikes that have killed hundreds of Palestinians. Israel says it has taken dozens of Hamas gunmen as prisoners. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden ordered warships and warplanes to move closer to Israel in a show of support on Sunday while sending fresh military aid after attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The U.S. Defense Department said it was sending the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and its accompanying warships to the eastern Mediterranean while boosting fighter aircraft squadrons in the region. New York locals gathered on Sunday for a demonstration condemning Hamas's attack on Israel. A few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters also gathered at Times Square in New York City and near the White House in Washington on Sunday, expressing opposition to the U.S. support of Israel. Some protesters carry banners saying end U.S. aid and resistance is not terrorism. This is VOA News. A Taliban government spokesman says the earthquakes that struck western Afghanistan have killed nearly 2,500 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The figures couldn't be independently verified, but if correct, the toll would eclipse the one that hit eastern Afghanistan in June 2022, striking a rugged mountainous area and killing at least 1,000 people. Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake hit a far more densely populated area near Afghanistan's fourth largest city, Herat, followed by strong aftershocks. People have been attempting to dig out the dead and injured with their hands, clambering over rocks and debris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector gas pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators say they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operator says it was suspected the offshore pipeline between Finland and Estonia was leaking, but gave no reason for the suspected leak and said it's investigating together with Estonia. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is watching an ongoing dispute between Canada and India, with officials having concern that it could upend some U.S. strategy. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Some officials say they're concerned it could upend the U.S. strategy toward the Indo-Pacific that is directed at blunting China's influence. Publicly, the administration has said Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's allegations of Indian government involvement in the murder of a Sikh activist near Vancouver are a matter between the two countries. Behind the scenes, though, U.S. officials say they believe Trudeau's claims are true, and they fear it could have a major implication for one of the administration's main foreign policy priorities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Projections show Germany's center-right opposition winning two state elections at the halfway mark of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government, and a far-right party that has been riding high in national polls making gains. The votes followed a campaign marked by discontent with persistent squabbling in the national government and by pressure to reduce the number of migrants arriving in Germany. The National Interior Minister, who leads the federal response on migration, suffered a heavy defeat in what was always a difficult bid to become governor of her home state. Download the VOA mobile app online at the Apple Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.